Oh, God is moving by his spirit. You know, I love this guy. You know, God has a plan. You know, if she had gotten impatient, it may not have worked out right. But with following God, I learned that he thinks of everything. And I found confidence in watching him. And then there have been times the Lord wanted to do something, and I'd be slow about it or apprehensive about it. And to get rid of that, that's why I started confessing that I do all that's in his heart. And it works so much better. And the Word of God gives us a God's eye view. You know, I used to say a bird's eye view, but see, a bird, he can see you and he can see what's ahead of you and what's behind you. Well, the Lord can see everything. He can even see through time. He can see the patterns of your choices and others' influence. And only the Holy Spirit can help you head things off at the pass. And so when you follow his counsel, you'll end up like Ruth. Because he'll position you in the, you know, where you can do the most good. And when you're a student to the Lord, when you're his student, and you say, I'm going to do whatever you say, I'm going to learn, you know, when you're like that, you learn better and faster. And so that means you have less wrong choices. You have more right choices. And that affects the way we measure the Word. We measure the Word based on our past experiences. And also our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
So when you see his word coming to pass in your life, you automatically start measuring it greater than you did before.
And I just said this to Muffin. Muffin, that was a good question to ask. You know, that was a very important event there. And sometimes some of the things we ask God for, it doesn't seem to be that important, you know, to him. But Romans 8 and 32, that's where it is. Thank Romans 8 and 32. Can I just read it?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If he gave us his son, that's the biggest thing, you know, that he can freely give us all things, whether they're great or small.
Yeah.
That's your measuring point, his son.
And you know, sometimes in life, you're in the same position Ruth was in.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a key part to his plan that things are happening beyond your expectation. You know.
But I know exactly what
Muffin is. I do too. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you feel like, hey, I'm just asking you for this little insignificant thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And
it doesn't really have anything to do with keeping the lineage of Jesus so important, you know.
But if it's important to you, it's important to God.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how important we are to him. He'll move on your behalf.
Yeah, but if you freely give us Jesus, he'll give us all things.
I'm going to go backwards a little bit. In chapter 2, verse 8, I saw something. You know, I love the way Brother Horton brought out how this story parallels with our times. You know, Boaz being like Jesus, Ruth being like the church, Naomi being like the
Gentile
Jews.
Church.
Yeah, the Gentile church.
Uh-huh.
And Naomi being like the Jews.
The bride is getting ready for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, verse 8 says, then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. You know, when Jesus prayed for his disciples, he prayed the Father's will in their life.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to live in his kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Don't go in another kingdom. Don't
Amen.
Go in another
Amen.
Field. Stay in my kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And even in his prayer, he made a distinction between his people and the world. He said, I don't pray for the world,
mm-hmm.
but he prayed for my people. And he did that so that we would definitely be alive by the time we get saved. Because the enemy can suspect who's going to follow God. And he try to mar their life so that they won't go forward, you know. I've known the people that the Lord called them.
Say that again. That's a very interesting thing you just said.
Yeah.
Did you say that again?
Yeah. The enemy can suspect who will follow God, and he'll do things to mar their life. And the Lord wants to.
And that will affect them.
Yeah.
And try to discourage them from coming to Jesus.
Yeah.
Their lives have been so messed up.
Right. And also, their works. Some people have done some embarrassing things, and they just can't see themselves preaching the word of God after what they know they've done. And so the enemy, he's out there. He can see. He was an angel. He was given more knowledge than men were given. We're more of a picture. Adam was more of a picture of God than our Lucifer was, because God had, that was, the Lord originated everything. And Adam was in more of a situation like God was in the beginning of his way. He had to always choose the right choice along the way. God gave us two trees, and that represents the position he was in. He always had to choose what was best. Proverbs 8 talks about in the beginning of his way, he chose wisdom. So he chose the way of love. He chose the way of wisdom, the way of holiness. That's the way he did everything. That's how he grew and went forward. He explained to me, he said, I always was. I was light. But he chose the way of righteousness. And Adam had to do the same thing. And also he had to reject the other tree, just like God did. But Lucifer, you know, angels are made in greater stature. They're given more knowledge and wisdom. And he showed me a vision, a dream one night of how wise that generation, you know, it was off the charts what they could do. You know, the knowledge that God gave them at that creation. But Adam had to learn everything step by step, precept on precept. And so when the enemy is wise enough to know everybody that became key people to do God's will, he tried to kill Moses. Well, first he killed Abel. He had Cain kill Abel. He was trying to stop the seed of woman. He didn't know who it was. He couldn't figure that out. He killed Abel. Enoch was taken. Then he had the sons of God to sleep with the daughters of men, and the hybrids, he tried to pollute the gene pool. Then that didn't work. God found grace in Noah, saved humanity through the ark. But then you start seeing, you know, a world dictator came about, Nimrod. The enemy tried every trick he could. When Moses came on the scene, he tried to kill him. When Jesus came on the scene, Herod tried to kill him. So he can suspect who loves God. David was anointed. Saul tried to kill David.
So this is, you draw this conclusion from observation and not by specific scripture.
Yeah, all those are scripture. Yeah, I can find scripture.
Well, yeah. One scripture that says, yeah, the enemy's going
to... Well, I just know his tactics.
Yeah.
And with Abel... He gave God a more perfect offering. He offered blood. You know, he offered animals, the best he had. Cain offered vegetation.
Yeah.
He should have went. My mother explained to me that he should have went to Abel and bought the best cattle. Or
Abel
whatever.
God sent Abel as a prophet.
Yeah.
And the Word of God said he sent him as a prophet to Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And Cain could have when he sent him to him, no doubt he sent him there to say, hey, I give you one of my animals for you to offer up, you know, something, you know. But Cain, he got rough with, what you doing? Kind of telling me what to do, you know, and stuff like that, and just killed him.
Yeah.
You got real angry at him. You didn't receive him as a prophet.
Right.
But Abel had a word for him to know what.
And
to know what he needed.
Yeah. The enemy was trying to stop the move of God.
Yeah.
And he was trying to find the seed. See, the Lord told him that the seed of woman would crush his head. And so from that point on, he was trying to it was like a manhunt. He was trying to figure out who it was so he can kill him. And everybody that was anointed, everybody that would love God, he did his best to stop him. And that may have been the reason that Ruth's husband and brother-in-law died. Because the enemy was, he was doing warfare. That's how he is. That, you know, I know him that way. He tried to stop me. Several times he tried to kill me. That didn't work. But people that love God, you know, this is what, you know, this is the warfare. So you have to protect your life. You know, Charles Capps was my blessing. I learned that I speak. One day I said, you know what, Satan, you will never kill me. I'll never die by your hand. I'll never die by your terrors. I'll never die at your will. And I just secured my life by saying that.
But if you had a walk in fear toward that, you would draw whatever closer to you. If you walked in fear, a lot of people walk in fear. You know?
They say it out of fear, not out of faith.
My daddy didn't make it to be 50, and I'm not going to make it to be 50. Mm-hmm. That's fear you walk in.
Yeah, don't say that. Never say that. you know, with the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God, and all the true and precious promises, we have every right to speak life.
Yes.
If we speak life, we're staying in Boaz's field. Mm-hmm. If we speak life over our life, that's how we stay in Jesus' field. Mm-hmm. If we speak death, we're moving over to another field.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about Ruth stayed there through, you know, the hardest time. And Boaz had a time to observe her and to see how faithful she was. Not only to Naomi, but in the field.
Yeah.
Yes.
He observed her in the field, you know, how she was just faithful every day and wasn't complaining coming out there. Ruth wasn't looking for no security. You know, she didn't think security. All she was thinking was Naomi and her, you know, trying to provide for Naomi and her. But Naomi said, no, my daughter, we got to do it a little different. I've got to seek security. Mm-hmm. It's time for security. It's time you get married and get a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where one is.
Yeah.
And I can tell you how to get it.
Yeah.
She was an old wise woman.
Yeah. And see.
And we need those old wise women to raise up and to talk to young women, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And lead and guide them into a right field.
Yeah, we need that, the counsel of God like that.
Amen.
See, when the Holy Spirit comes, we can know of the Holy Spirit and not listen to him. We can know of Jesus and not be saved.
Yes.
She knew of Boaz, but she obeyed her mother-in-law. And she became married to Boaz. Well, we have the Holy Spirit. We don't have to commune with the Holy Spirit, but he's ready to commune with us all the time.
You know, she could have sent her to the one that really was supposed to have redeemed her.
Mm-hmm.
She could have, but she guided her to the right one.
Mm-hmm.
The right one. His mom was a Gentile woman too. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, everything was just kind of working there, you know.
It's like you say, when Naomi told her to go, she says, and he will tell you what to do.
That's good.
You know,
that's
she said,
good.
When he wakes up, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. He will tell you what to do. Now, she knew the situation with her relatives, but she said, he'll know what to do. He'll tell you what to do.
Whoa, that's good. That's good, Ray. I
didn't
think that's
good. And so did Jesus.
That is so good.
And then over here in verse 8, he told her not to go in another field, stay in his field. So when we stay in Jesus' field, we do the same thing. We have the same great results.
See, God was working behind the scenes there.
Hmm? Yeah.
Stay in my field.
He's working behind our scenes.
Amen.
Now, some things the Lord is going to reveal to you, you'll have to grow your faith to believe. But it's worth it. The Lord is, he's, we can limit him because it's best for us to cooperate with him and grow our faith, because the way we measure things is the way it's measured back to us.
Amen.
So by saying that I cooperate with him, that I will do all that's in his heart, I'm opening the door so I can see him in a greater way. All right. Good Lord, I thank you for your word and every word you've spoken through your people. Bless us to go forward in you this day. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.